taxpayer-funded organization promotes trans identity to two-year-olds. By Spencer Lindquist on September 26, 2022. A taxpayer-funded organization called Zero to Three is promoting transgender identity on two-year-olds. A report from the Washington Free Beacon has found. The top early childhood development organization in the country argues that children as young as 2 years old can exhibit signs of transgender identity and urges teachers to use tenets of critical race theory when working with newborns. Zero to Three has received more than $230 million in federal funding since 2008 to reshape child rearing in the United States. The organization promoted their leftist views at a virtual conference, which was revealed by the Washington Free Beacon. The conference included sessions titled What Does It Mean to Be Transgender and How Can You Support Kids Who Might Be? And Elevating Racial Equity in the First 1,000 Days, Protecting, Promoting, and Preserving the Health, Wealth, and Learning of Our Families and Babies. One session intended to address the development of gender identity, including how early the process begins, ages 2 to 3, and how parents and professionals can distinguish gender exploration with the emergence of a transgender identity. The Washington Free Beacon reported that Zero to Three has 3,653 members who work in the field of early childhood development and has received $234.68 million in funds from the Department of Health and Human Services since 2008. Additionally, the Washington Free Beacon noted that the organization is set to receive an additional $52 million by 2027, including a grant from the Biden administration for $4.2 million, which will begin this month. According to the organization's 2021 impact report, Zero to Three trained a total of 89,222 professionals last year alone. The Washington Free Beacon contends that, while critical race theory and gender ideology have taken root in schools throughout the country, Zero to Three's advocacy on these issues represents one of the most high-profile attempts to promote these radical views in early childhood development. Though Zero to Three claims to be nonpartisan, the organization has lobbied exclusively for legislation supported by Democrats. The organization's financial disclosures also reveal that they are backed by the Pritzker Children's Initiative, Democratic Governor of Illinois J.B. Pritzker's foundation. The Pritzker family has extensive ties to the movement to normalize child transgenderism. Breitbart News previously revealed that an overnight camp for transgender 8-year-olds was funded by the Ta'ani Foundation. The Ta'ani Foundation is led by Jennifer Pritzker, the cousin of J.B. Pritzker and a transgender billionaire. The keynote speech for the Zero to Three conference in September was given by John King, the former Secretary of Education for the Obama administration. During his speech, he discussed the essential need to address equity challenges in early childhood education. Zero to Three is heavily reliant on government funding. According to the organization's most recent tax return, it raised $38 million in 2019, of which $21 million came from the government. During the Obama administration, Zero to Three received $1.95 million from the Department of Justice. The Department of Defense, through the Army, had two contracts worth about $10,000 with the organization. Meanwhile, the 2021 conference was sponsored by the CDC and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Zero to Three is set to host an in-person conference in December. The conference description reads, "Join us to discover strategies for connecting with families through brave conversations, from developmentally typical issues like challenging behaviors to more sensitive topics like racism, family violence, gender identity, or issues related to immigration." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.